I'm the man who's been running it into the ground is what I've been doing. Oops. So everything is on my email because I had no printer and I had it all set up and it just got lost. So hang on a second here. That's okay. I sent it to myself four times. So this afternoon, what I want to do is take a viewpoint from this eighth day that we're at right now. I want to look back at this eighth day, which is the climax of God's master plan for all humanity. It's a time of recreating his likeness in all that want to have that likeness. And we're going to imagine a heaven that is perfect. And we're going to become, and everybody is going to become, everyone who has lived and who comes to God in that right attitude, they're going to have that eternal life in them as well. All of us who are called by God's name, we should drop in awe at the greatness of the eighth day. From this view of the eighth day, we can understand and see the complete master plan for humanity, particularly Israel. Through this plan, we see him giving the spirit of his son to those called and willing to receive it. God the Father called a people to perform a work throughout the centuries. It's just not our, you know, short 25 years, 40, 100 years. It's been almost 2,000 years. And he's called his people to perform a work. He wants our assistance preparing a people. He wants our assistance in proclaiming the message of his son's imminent return to this earth and the perfecting of the human race. Imagine perfecting the human race. We see so much anger. So many people not getting along. Folks, we are the answer to the problems. You know, it's interesting. I thought of this morning that we have a bunch of candidates running. They want to change things and they think they can do it like that. It's going to take them 7,000 years to perfect humanity. So sin is gone. Looking back from this eighth day, we see the millennium. We can see a millennium. We can see the Feast of Tabernacles that we just kept. And we can understand that there's going to be a world that is created that is peaceful. It's healthy, not sick, like this world is today. And it's a living, vibrant world, not a dying world with dying societies that can't get along with each other. We need to raise our voice in hallelujah. And we need to say, God be the glory. He has done very great things. We should raise that shout of hallelujah. The Father so loved us. You realize he so loved us that he gave us his only son to be that propitiation, to be that atonement for sin for mankind, that all will have that opportunity to come to Jesus and have an everlasting, permanent life. Not merely a great life in the millennium, the 1,000 years, but an everlasting eternal life forever. And the eighth day, all who have ever had life will live. They will have the opportunity to come to Jesus and the Father. You know, Jesus had a perfect redemption. And he offers every believer, the promises of God. The eighth day is about judgment. It's about eternal redemption. And it's about eternal life for everyone who's lived. It's about making everything new. And finally putting away that last enemy that is out there, which is death. For now, this 21st century, we have a heavy load put on us. There's fewer and fewer of us with our calling. But we're placed in the duty. And how? We're placed in that duty by the very fact that we have that spirit of Jesus that body of Jesus living within us. And that we are to place our efforts and resources towards those that are being called, using the gifts that we have. See, not everybody can do, you know, what we did here with all these wires. I was just telling Susan Weber, I've been doing that since I was like 5 years old. That was what was inside of me. I remember that I started seeking God when I was a young child, and I asked my mom, I said, what is God? Her answer was, God did not exist. But yet I persevered into my teens, and I answered that calling when I heard it, when I saw what was going on. We collectively are here to share God's plan for redemption with the whole wide world. And we are to let the earth hear his voice, hear those words. We have to praise, honor, and worship our living God, our Creator. All of us should rejoice. And again, we should sing that hallelujah. Through his Spirit, he has taught us great things, hasn't he? In the eighth day, the entire world will finally have victory over death and sin. Before the eighth day, the majority of humans die without the knowledge of Jesus. Before the eighth day, they die without knowing Jesus and the Father. And before the eighth day, they can die without taking on the life and the Spirit of Jesus. Soon all the world will see him as he is and rejoice, and the earth and the heavens will be made new. A new heaven, a new earth. Hebrews 12, New King James Version, verse 25. This is what it says, Hebrews 12, verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more we shall not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has a promise saying, he says, once more, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens. Now this once more indicates, and this is verse 27, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as things that are made. The physical material world. God is going to shake the world and going to shake the physical items out of the world. It's going to become a new spiritual world. For many years, we've been taught that the flesh is what is temporary. The spirit is what is permanent. The eighth day is about permanent, eternity, forever, life, forever. The things that can't be shaken is the spiritual. It's those things that God is imbuing in us through Christ his Son. 2 Peter chapter 3, New King James Version, verse 10. 2 Peter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it. They're going to be burned up. The physical won't be there. The spiritual will be the inhabitants. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Only the material will be left. Spirit, let me take that back. Only the material will be gone, but the spirit will be left. There'll be one spirit that's gone. That'll be Satan the devil. He'll be locked away. We are looking forward and speeding up the coming of this day of God, because in those days they're being dissolved with heat and fire. His promises are still going to stand for those who are called by his name. We are to place our efforts and resources towards our calling, towards that spiritual calling, towards what is going to be permanent in us. God has that plan for redemption, and he's going to let the earth hear his voice. In the eighth day, all who have ever had life will live and have the opportunity to come to the Father through Jesus the Son, whose perfect redemption offers every believer the promises of God. Through his Holy Spirit, he has taught us great things, great things. And soon the entire world will finally have the victory when Jesus they all see.